All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL, and here is Lauren Stafford.
Thank you.
That's quite a shock to see you walk in at this time of the day.
Did I surprise you?
Yeah. I wasn't expecting you.
I'll do it again. This time I'll knock louder.
I was expecting anybody else but you. I mean, you know, who would you expect
to
come in for the clean joke of the day?
I don't know. There's so many options, but I'll have to do.
Well, maybe we should go ahead and get to it.
We should, because it's a long joke.
I'm sorry. I'm fooling around here.
That's okay.
All right.
You know, it's a long joke, so I don't want to lose our listeners.
Okay. Well, what do you got?
All right. A pastor concluded that his church was getting into very serious financial troubles. While checking the church storeroom, he discovered several cartons of new Bibles that had never been opened and distributed. Mm-hmm. So at his Sunday sermon, he asked for 3 volunteers from the congregation who would be willing to sell the Bibles door-to-door for $10 each to raise the desperately needed funding for the church. Jack, Paul, and Louie all raised their hands to volunteer. The minister knew that Jack and Paul earned their living as salesmen and were likely capable. But he had serious doubts about Louie, who was a local farmer who had always kept to himself because he was embarrassed by his speech impediment.
Okay.
So, poor Louie started badly. But not wanting to discourage Louie, the minister decided to give him a try. He sent the 3 of them away with the backseat of their cars stacked with Bibles, and he asked them to meet with him and report their results of the door-to-door selling efforts the following Sunday. Anxious to find out how successful they were, the minister immediately asked Jack the next week, "Well, Jack, how did you make out?" Proudly, he handed the reverend an envelope up $200, and he said, "Using my sales prowess, I was able to sell 20 Bibles.
Wow, good.
"Fine job, Jack," the minister said, shaking his hand. "You are indeed a fine salesman, and the church is indebted to you." Turning to Paul, he said, "Paul, and how many Bibles did you sell for the church?" Paul smiled and stuck out his chest, confidently replied, "I'm a professional salesman. I sold 28 Bibles on behalf of the church."
My goodness.
The minister responded, "That's absolutely splendid, Paul. You're a truly professional salesman, and the church is indebted to you." Mm-hmm. Apprehensively, the minister turned to Louis and said, "And Louis, did you manage to sell any Bibles last week?" Louis silently offered the minister a large envelope. The minister opened it and counted the contents. "Louis, what is this? There's $3,200 in here."
Wow.
"Are you suggesting that you sold 320 Bibles for the church door-to-door in just one week?" Louis nodded. "That's impossible," both Jack and Paul said in unison. "We are professional salesmen, yet you claim to have sold 10 times as many Bibles as we did?" "Yes, this does seem unlikely," the minister agreed. "I think you better explain how you managed to accomplish this, Louis." Louis shrugged and said, I really don't know for sure," he stammered. Impatiently, Peter interrupted. "For crying out loud, Louis, just tell us what you said to them when they answered the door." "All I said was," Louis replied, "would you like to buy this Bible for $10? Or would you just like me to stand here and read it to you?"
What a great sales technique. It worked.
Oh, it did. It did.
Thank you so much.
No problem.